Okay, so tonight we're going to be looking in Zechariah, and then I'm going to go off on a tangent. This message is called Participating in a Miracle. You'll see how this all works out, but at any rate, Zechariah 4, the angel who was speaking with me then returned and roused me as one awakened out of sleep. He asked me, "What do you see?" I replied, "I see a solid gold lampstand there with a bowl on its top. It has seven lamps on it and seven channels for each of the lamps on its top. There are also two olive trees beside it, one on the right and one on the left." Then I asked the angel who was speaking with me, "What are these, my lord?" "Don't you know what they are?" replied the angel who was speaking with me. I said, "No, my lord." So he answered me, "This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel. Not by strength or by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. What are you, great mountain? Before Zerubbabel you will become a plain. And he will bring out the capstone, accompanied by shouts of grace, grace to it." Then the word of the Lord came to me. Zerubbabel's hands have laid the foundation of this house, and his hands will complete it. Then you will know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you. For who scorns the day of small things? These seven eyes of the Lord, which scan throughout the whole earth, will rejoice when they see the plumb line in Zerubbabel's hand. I asked him, "What are the two olive trees on the right and left of the lampstand?" And I questioned him further, "What are the two olive branches beside the two gold conduits from which golden oil pours out?" Then he inquired of me, "Don't you know what these are?" "No, my lord," I replied. "These are the two anointed ones who stand by the Lord of the whole earth." Let's pray. Lord, we thank you. We're here tonight. We ask you to bless us and guide us and go with us. Help me, because this is kind of a weird vision that I'm going to try to explain. And help me to get it right. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, one of the things, because I think it was actually Roxanne, it was having problems saying Zerubbabel. Okay. Now, according to the commentary I was reading, Zerubbabel is a variant of Jerubbabel, which is what Gideon was called because he tore down the altar of Baal. And it basically means the conqueror of Baal. So, this is a vision, and its intention is to teach Zechariah. Strangely enough, it's the fifth out of seven visions. And I don't know, I actually had done the book of Zechariah at one point as we went through, and I got all of them. But this actually is from a different perspective. This was a vision to teach Zechariah what the Lord wanted him to know. And it's a message to be given to Zerubbabel. Now, Zerubbabel is the governor. He's effectively the king, but he's a governor under the Babylonians and the after them that was the Medes. The lampstands signify revelation. That's what light is. When you have light and lampstands, it's revelation. If you notice in the book of Revelation, the first thing that happens in the first chapter is there are seven lampstands. And Jesus says, these are the preachers. He says the angels, but basically that means the pastors, preachers of the seven churches in Asia. They're the light. They're the ones who are going to give the revelation of God. God is revealing who is actually the power in the Word. The power is always there. The two anointed ones are Joshua, who is the high priest, and Zerubbabel, who is effectively the king. Now, there are types, and remember I was telling you about a type. They stand for something. They are types of Jesus, who will be both the priest and the king. And, of course, their oils are emptying into the same bowl. So, God basically asks us, what do we have that we can give him? God does not ask for what we do not have. If you don't have it, he's not going to ask you for it. But he demands everything we do have. If he gives it to you, he expects you to put it at his service. I had a friend, and they had a wreck that I happened to be in the back seat when they had the wreck. And the girl was hurt, but not badly. The guy went to the hospital. And the Lord just revealed to me, because they were scheduled to be married, that it was going to be a while, that I needed to say to her, okay, are you ready to put him in the hands of God? Everybody but her got mad at me. How can you say such a thing? That's terrible. And she said, no, it's not. He's going to be my husband. And if he's going to be mine, I have to give him to God, or I won't really have him. It may not be very much that you have, but he can make it enough. And that's where we find participating in a miracle. And we see this here, where he says, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, says God. We must turn it over to him in order to be a part of what he's going to do. Now, when Jesus was in Cana and they're having this wedding, and all of a sudden they ran out of wine. So the need was wine. The servant said, we have all these big pitchers, these big barrels full of water. But that's not wine. People are going to be mad if we give them water. Jesus is not a problem. So he made it wine. Now, because they gave it to him, they were able to serve the water that had been turned into wine, and they were participating in that miracle, because their water that they had given turned into the wine that they were serving. And they knew darn good and well that's water. Or it was a minute ago anyway.
But it was the Holy Spirit that turned it into wine.
Right. Yeah. Now at one point, all these people are around, and Jesus says to his disciples, we need to feed these people. Okay? And Philip says, oh, a month's wages couldn't buy enough food to feed these people. And Andrew says, once again, this is the mustard seed faith idea here. Well, we got this little boy down here, and he's ready to give us his lunch, which is 2 loaves and 5 fishes. But what is that for all of these? But see, he had that faith that if I give this to Jesus, he'll figure something out. And so the little boy gave his lunch, and he fed everybody participating in a miracle. That's my lunch that has now turned into enough to feed 5,000 people and have 12 baskets left. That's a miracle. I was a part of it. See, not by strength, not by might, but by my spirit, God says. Don't worry about what you don't have. God doesn't care about that. Worry about what little you may be having. You may be missing a blessing if you hold on to stuff. If God says, I need that, and you say, here, have it, you will be so blessed that you can't believe it. And people always pick on me and say, well, would you give your motorcycle to God? I go, I already did. I'm on my third one. You may be missing a blessing by holding on to stuff. You don't need strength or might for any of this. What you need is the Spirit of God to be in it. And you will be able to participate in a miracle. You need to put everything you have in His hands. And then just sit back in wonder as you see what He does with it. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You that we've been here tonight. We'd ask You to bless us and guide us and go with us. Help us to be good servants. Help us to go out in the world and show people that You are the miracle they're looking for. Just show us what You want. Help us to give it to You and help it to turn into a miracle. In Jesus' name, amen.